Good evening. Welcome once again. Hope you're enjoying the programs and enjoying the fighting over who's going to be president. It's actually brought something to life, which I'm going to talk about. And so that's the subject matter for this evening to a certain degree. But I've always said from 1960, when I first went on the air, that there will be a civil war, roughly, in year 2000 and something or other. Forget what it is. I'll come to that because it's written on the screen. I know how to see things coming. It's a gift. We all have gifts. You have a gift of intuitiveness if you are not besmirching it and messing it up by being angry and frustrated. You see, to the degree that you have a clear mind and you're not angry and frustrated and caught up in pleasures to relieve the pain, which only makes more pain to get to find new pleasures to cool the pain, and every high is a new low. See where I'm going with this? So every high, angry, you could get relief from guilt. See? Why? Because the intuition would show you what a stupid so-and-so you are. So if you judge and project your judgment on a person and make them squeal, you can actually project your problem on them and feel better about it, justified. But you're playing God, basically, aren't you? So you see where I'm going to go with this? Maybe I want to talk about warfare. More so with the warfare with the mind, the control, the secret forces that lurk in the underworld. And the underworld is not just an underworld as you think it is. It is mostly successful in the political arena. It's where power is. And you can see now what I have forecasted. How many years ago is 1960? Because I have something on my screen which I shall read a little bit. And it's the coming bloody revolution in America. And let me just move something so I can say what else it is accurately. It's an interview with yours truly, by David Kapalian, who was the leading person who has we had a journalist, that's right. I had it written down. And so this was November the 11th, 1987. So I just want to read just a little bit to you, and then I'll go back to some more of that stuff. And here it is. I want to I'll stop just for a minute and get my breath, because there's a lot to say here. This is 9 pages of the coming bloody revolution in America, and the date on the discussion with David Kapalian is November the 11th, 1987. And so it starts like this. America is being intentionally destroyed, said Roy's Masters. And he is not talking about Russians. As an Englishman who loves America, the real America, Masters has for 27 years been warning America about the disintegration of their country on his syndicated radio program called How Your Mind Can Keep You Well. That's what it was then. Here, for the first time, he is laying out what he sees in store for the country in the years ahead. Now, look at this. 1998. And the day I went on radio, it was 1960. And during that period of time, up to that. So, I think you need to pay attention to some reading. If you don't mind, I shall read. And I will read, then I will stop. Because when I've when I express something which I've written, it isn't from my heart. It was from my heart then. And it still is, but I got to say it perhaps with more information, more meat on it. That's what I'm going to do today. I did some of this last week, but I think we need to finish this today. The coming bloody revolution in America. I'm Roy Masters. We'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to my program. I almost went off the track a minute. I did a program last week on the coming bloody revolution in America. And I think a bloody, really, why later on, and if I don't say it, I've forgotten it, and they need to bring it to my attention, and the phone number to bring things to my attention, and any disagreement you have with me, and any information you want to help me to save your life from drugs, alcohol, and everything you can imagine, post-traumatic stress disorder, mental conditions, it doesn't matter. I can show you how it's done very easily. I just don't want to do that because when I came on the air in 1960, the media jumped on me right away. I said, what's going on? I said, well, I've got good things to say to people. Well, I was the talk of the town. Mae West, all the famous people Los Angeles, all the famous people, Hollywood, but getting my material. I was invited by Mae West to help her with a problem. Yes, I saw monkeys hanging on the chandeliers, and the handsome, big, muscular waiters and servants she has. I was able to help her. It took a week or two. I only charged her $300 for that. It was like $3,000. But I had to go back again and again. You don't remember Mae West, do you? But she was part of the, you know, the big gangs in those days, the mafia, and so the star, the darling of the mafia. So anyway, I helped her with a problem, a very serious. She couldn't sell her house. She wanted to sell her house because she couldn't say no to her brother-in-law. He was such an egg. So she didn't know how to deal with that. She got frustrated. And so, yes, I was in the same bedroom with her. No fun monkey business. I was teaching her to meditate. But having said that, that's just, you know, just all unnecessarily to this subject matter. The subject matter here is I got attacked by the media, and I could not figure it out. And then I begin to see the media was owned. And then, now, September the 11th, 1987, is the interview with David Kapalian, who now has another position in a magazine called The Whistleblower. I suggest you look that up. It's very good. It's a very good magazine. He's still there. He's the commander-in-chief, the editor-in-chief there, too. And now we're talking about 1987 to now. So he's gone on, and he's in charge of a bigger company than we had. But he interviewed me at that time. And the only reason why I'm alive today is because I succeeded in staying on the air. My ideas are dangerous to the people who are planning to take you down. But I have an intuition about these things. I ask myself, why are they attacking me? I've brought bringing them to a new understanding of how the mind works, how you can overcome post-traumatic stress disorder and every kind of mental disorder, emotional, physical, psychological, diseases of every kind. 95% accurate. I've proved it to this day with some very, very important professors in university, which we won't go into right now. So now back to my point here. It got written in it. They put it into language, and it's called, you know, it's like a little booklet of 9 pages. If you want to get a copy of it, you can't get it on the web. You could just have to order it. Call the office 800-866-8883 if you like it. And even if you don't like my voice, I don't like my own voice either because it doesn't go away. So I'm gonna do the best I can. Okay, now, the interview with Roy Masters by David Kapalian, November the 11th, 1987, but I knew it in 1996, in 1960, excuse me, 1960. So look how far back that was. God, that's been on the radio, God knows, 63 years. But I can see now, and I can share with you now, you can see it for yourself with the two candidates. All of a sudden, you got two candidates. Now, I'm not going to tell you which, if I like them or not. That's not my business. This is a nonprofit organization. So I can't tell you which one to do. Well, I won't discuss the validity of either one of them. But you like him. You like both of them. And the left, of course, doesn't like them. You can expect that. But you don't expect the right. Well, I've said it. Now, I want you to listen carefully. And don't be embarrassed by my language. Close your ears. Are you ready? Democrats and Republicans are, well I'm even sort of thinking about, we'll say, bitches and sons of bitches. There it came. Bitches, they're not any different. Don't you see? There's chaos there. The Democrats we know about, it's obvious to most people, but not people who are Democrats, perhaps, but to most of us who are still Americans. Now, this is before I became American. I became American much later, maybe 20 years ago. I see there's nowhere else to go. Now America's falling apart, and there is still nowhere else to go. So I'm standing where I should be with you. This is America I love. I don't want to see anything happen, but I have knowledge. And I've been on the air for more than 65 years. It's more than that, maybe 65, maybe 67 years, if my math is correct. Wait a minute, 67 years, that could be. Well, anyway, whatever it is, you go figure out the math. But can you see that the Democrats are one thing, and those are the problems? That they're the communists, basically. They don't know they're communists. The person who's in a PISA is really an enables the bully. I'll give you an example about that. I'm looking at, let me just move my mic a bit over a bit here. And so I move something over so I can remember what I want to say. Here it is, here, right here. Okay. It's Chancellor Angela Merkel are fighting to keep pork off the menu, insisting that consumption of pork is part of the German culture. Now, you Jewish people in Germany, they don't like pork either, and they don't give them the benefit of that kind of courtesy. It's fear. It's over. It's over. And it's not much different to Democrats here. People, Democrats, liberals are nice people. Don't get me wrong. They're misguided. They're misguided by what? They're misguided by forces behind them. And they are Democrats. See, the real Democrat disappeared a long time ago. The Democrat really would sort of looked after the working man. And the Republicans were business. You see, they represented business. It's not anymore. Both of them are owned. They're both owned by forces outside our country. And, of course, inside our country. The country's going to melt down. And maybe it ought to. Because there's something worse than that. Now, what could be worse than God knows how many people are going to die in the next 2 or 3 months? For sure. It's what I predicted. Never stopped talking about it. But now you see it for yourself. You've got two candidates that the people love. I'm not going to tell you I love him. Forget about that. Don't ask me. I can't tell you. But the people love him. And the people are beginning to see they've been had all these years, but they couldn't see what was having them. I do. I've always known. And the only reason why I'm alive is because I'm on the radio. I disappeared for a long time because they called me a cult leader. Yeah. Just look at them. It's my turn. The worm turns. They're listening to me, and I'm going to kill their brains. Excuse me putting it that way, because that's what they've done to your children. They've killed their brains. They've killed the spirit. And all that's left is the body. And there's more things to come. Not just that in the past. Been very successful with the schools and universities, etc., and the music. To just demoralize them and degrade them so they forget to be virtuous like we used to be. But it goes much deeper than that. See, what's really happening is that the Republican Party has been bought for a long time. They're bought by the same group of people. That's why we're collapsing. And no wonder they don't like the two candidates with respect to please eliminate any affection I may have for them. It's simply the point. They don't like it, and they're not going to let them, either one of them, be the president. They're going to decide. And now you're beginning to see it. You can't tell one from the others. There's bitches and sons of bitches. I've always called them that way. Do you understand why I use those terms? So you don't forget it. So when I bring it up to you, I'm bringing it up to you now. So now what are you going to do? So suppose one of them gets elected, or both. One's the vice president, one's the president. What do you think they're going to do? They better watch out. They're going to be killed, murdered. If they can't get him politically, they'll be murdered. One of them will be murdered, at least. They have delegates, yes. And those delegates are going to decide who's going to be in place of what you vote for. My God, how can you possibly come to that level of civility? Okay. So, you see, with Merkel, Angela Merkel is fighting to keep pork off the menu, insisting consumption of pork is part of German culture. Did they do that for the Jewish people? No. They do it because of fear. And Democrats, liberals, are fearful. Liberals are decent, beautiful people who are misguided. They think that appeasement is love. It's not. Behind that sentiment are communists or forces that encourage them to respect and appease the bully. It's all over when that happens. But all of a sudden, light comes on. Two men, step forward. And people love them. They're outside politically correct. They've seen it, but they've never seen it in the Republicans. I've said it's been there for a long time. You've been owned. I love you just the same. Thank you. The phone number is 1-800-866-8883. I'm waiting for your calls. All right, here I am again. So I'm getting calls. I'm going to take these calls. But what I want to get to, the caller is always more important. It's an individual who has something wrong with his life, and I know how to help it. And you will excuse my voice. Maybe I'm going through a stage in life where my voice isn't the same. But it's me. I'm just 88, that's all. A little bit cranky. No, maybe not. But I got lots of fight in me yet. I want you to help me support this program. I have tremendous amounts of experience on reversing what's happened to our country. I only have to get to the countrymen and have a bigger network. I was part of Talk Radio Network, which was 900 stations. And Soros took us down, or people of his elk. I had a magazine. In this magazine, the reporter comes to me and wants me to talk about the bloody revolution in America, which I shall do. And this is the interview when I finish talking to this caller, Richard, who's it's important that I talk to a person because I don't know if he wants to criticize me or not, then I'm open to criticism, if you don't mind. There's a tendency for you to be afraid of me because of my knowledge and my skills and my powers that are given to me by my Creator. And so I know by myself I can overcome the overcomer. He hasn't got me yet. But that would have been dead a long time ago if it wasn't that I'm still on radio. I will bring to you a wonderful gift. I'm trying to give you a wonderful gift, which is proven in medical science, proven in university. I was invited to that, to speak before the doctors and psychiatrists. The psychiatrists that don't have any answers. And the doctors treat disease as if they stood in isolation rather than a cause and effect becoming cause. And so in each one you treat, you live longer to become wronger. You see what I mean? And if you get wronger, you still get... So the sickness still creeps upward or downward, if you like, whichever way you like to talk about it. And so you're actually treating a different disease because the other one's held in check, but the way of life, the emotions and everything like that, which is mostly emotional, which you think is normal, isn't. So it's about that. And so they don't want... There's two reasons why they don't want me. The pharmaceuticals, well, they go out of business if 95% of the problems can be cured with what I have. And that was in 1960. And that was the outlaw. Something is going to go wrong because this man can keep people awake and not keep them asleep. Because that's what I'm talking about. They don't like me talking to you this way. You may like it. A lot of people may not like it because they belong to them. I get it. Your country is divided. That's why there's going to be a civil war. But you're going to have to learn to fight that civil war in a special way. It also could be, if I'm on the radio long enough, I can get to them too. I can show you how to kill the mind of a wicked person. The wicked people behind the scenes just listening to me cringe. They won't come out. They may send a sharpshooter sometime. Who knows? I don't give a damn. I'm old enough. I've had a good life. But I don't want to leave this life without sharing it with you. So therefore, I want to be a little bit longer in order to get you to receive my gifts, the gifts that are given me to help you overcome all of the emotional problems, all the mental problems, or 95% of all the sicknesses all come from one thing, cause and effect. The uncaused cause, then it becomes a cause, and then it's effect. Then the effect is becomes a bigger cause of a next effect. It's like evolution, not evolution, evolution. See, so, and so this is very simple. At the same time, see, it's more than that. It's because when you are, when you don't have, no, I'll give you the story. I just forgot the very important thing I wanted to tell you. But I've got to go to Richard, and then maybe he'll come back to me. All right? And let me see. Richard, are you there in Missouri?
Yeah, I am.
Hello, Richard. What can I do for you?
Hey, yeah, so I called the other day about the panic attacks, and, you know, something came to me the next day about it, and I don't know if I had really given you all the information.
Well, it's very important you do, and but the point is the last conversation we had is as much as you could give me, but that conversation apparently awakened you to give me more, and that's where I may be able to help you the most.
Yeah, so the last one, we had talked about my hatred towards women and, you know, how...
I remember that. Yes, that's right. We had a nice chat.
And so what I was thinking, and I guess it may be a little bit off that topic, I kind of realized, you know, these panic attacks that I have and this, you know, there's that devil inside of me that it's like it's... So I've been meditating for probably, you know, 12 years or so, and I think I've been doing it for the wrong reason for a really long time.
Yes, you're doing it to overcome a problem, and there's a big danger in that. There's a big danger of putting Roy Masters on a pedestal. If you put me on a pedestal, you're the God-maker, greater than the God you created. Do you understand that? You see how dangerous that is to put somebody on a pedestal? Okay.
And
the other thing... is trying to learn me and study in order for you to cure yourself or someone.
I think that's
is that
that's
it?
What I was doing was trying to learn you.
That's right.
And I don't know if that kind of compounds my guilt, like, you know, for example.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Because, you know, sometimes that devil inside of me tries to, you know, it tries to convince me that I'm beyond repair, so to say.
Well, it talks to everybody that way. You're not you. The same voice that talks to you is exactly the same voice in everybody else's brain as on your journey. Everybody. Only the difference is the way you choose to soothe your pains and your guilt feelings. But everybody who struggles with them gives this thing the power that it once gave the person who did it to you. What I'm saying is, you weren't born broken. You were born with innocence. You were born innocent. You can't say a baby is born guilty. It is the influence of the culture into which he's born in America is one of the best culture on earth at that time it was. It is beginning to lose itself right now. We'll be right back. Don't go away. 800-866-8883. I'm getting my voice back now, just a little bit. Thank you. Well, I tell them to hold on for a minute, Richard. Hold on, Richard. Thank you. I would just like to use this 3 minutes because there's some stations that skip commercials and allow me to speak instead because it's the middle of the night in many places. And so, as I said, my name is Ryan Masters. I've been on the air since 1960. That's a long time. But with something that is very important for you to learn, but the media kept me away. But I can prove positively that 95% of your illnesses, mental, emotional, and physical, family, I can show you how to stop the war, to overcome what's overcoming you. But whatever's overcoming you is because there's something missing in you. And so when you come into the world, especially with ISIS and people like that, in China, in everywhere, is nothing like America used to be. You could come into a world where you were able to breathe free. Now, there were some, of course, bad parenting, but technically speaking, this was a good place when I came here, see. And most all the Americans were good people, except down south for a little while, and with the black Americans, and so that got taken to some degree. This could really come back again because you got them corralled, the black Americans corralled in the inner cities now, also, you know, slaves of the establishment, welfare I'm talking about, you see. It demoralizes people. It aims at keeping you demoralized, keeping them. And so you begin to work, and you have nice cars and everything, but they can't because they're made to be worthless. And that doesn't mean to say they are worthless, but they're made to be worthless. They don't have any family, don't have anything like that. Women are just laying eggs and creating kids with no father, and the father being the government. You see, it's something very bad has happened. And I'm trying to... You're suffering. The people I'm speaking about are suffering because they're being demoralized, turned into nothings, and encouraged to be something, but only through anger. Because what they're getting is not enough. They just see you, people who work and get paychecks, and they have an opportunity to rise and become better and better and freer and freer and make men and women of themselves. And they can see what you have, and they're jealous of that. They would be, because they can't get any more than what they're worth to be, you know, paid for being, giving a vote. That's all it is. Pay these people for the vote. They're not, they're disposable. They're disposable. So that's what I want to say. Please support my program. Go check my website, fhu.com, and get the meditation free of charge. That is a 7-minute meditation. All your problems will start to go away. fhu.com. fhu.com. Thank you very much.
With Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, now here I am again. Richard, I can't spend much time with you because I wanted to talk about the coming bloody revolution in America, and this is a timely place. I don't want to be, cruel or anything. I don't want you to think of me as being rude. But I need for you to move forward. I've given you the meat, the principle. Don't use the meditation and think you can help God to save you. All you need to do is sit still and know what stillness is, because when you are what stillness is, then God will show you, come in and become a light. What keeps you from becoming a light, the light from coming in, is your own struggle with your own problems, which you think are your own, but they were programmed into you when you were born. or thereafter sort of thing. And you cannot fix this. You're living in a hypnotic state. You can give it, I'll give it a different name. A different name is temptation. That's a hypnotic state. The person who tempts you is a hypnotist. And a hypnotist puts you in a state you cannot wake up from. And it will cause you to do everything wrong and then blame you for it and make you struggle with it. And the more you struggle with yourself, because it's inside you now, and it's like a person you hate. You keep secret. You have secret judgments about other people. That's one thing. But then you have secret judgments, and you push it down deep down inside you, and then you sort of ruminate on it, ruminate and think about it, and enjoying the judgment and hatred you feel. It's just in your imagination. You can just do it all by yourself. But then you feel guilty for judging. So you have to go find somebody to judge. So you can put your judgment into them and see yourself in them and not see yourself by contrast. You're projecting it. It's a scapegoat. You just turn a scapegoat. And the kings have whipping boys. You see that? See, mm-hmm. So you're projecting your sickness. And not only that, but when it doesn't work, you're going to do yourself in, because you're going to hate yourself. That's called suicide. Got it? Now, you have to understand one more thing, that all the things I said are not you. Everybody listening to me has one of those, whether they realize it or not, except they're very good at covering it up as being nice people. And they are nice people, because a lot of people know that they want to do the right thing, but somehow the right thing doesn't work. That's the wrong energy. They got the wrong God showing them what good is and how to control this and how to be that. And it's all by the Bible, I suppose. But there's always a factor of ego, meaning something dark inside you, ego. Ego has you. Evil has you. Or the will. You have a will, don't you? Yes, it has you. Ask me if I have a will. Yeah, no, I don't have a will. A will has me. And the will has you if you could look, but it's a bad, dark will. I got a bright will, a brightness. The will is the will of God. And that shines through me and interferes with that will that you think is yours, and it's telling you to fix yourself. It's telling you to kill yourself. It will tell you to do everything wicked, until you can't stand it anymore, so you die from diseases. But that's not going to be good for doctors and psychiatrists, is it? It'll shrink them down to 10%. And that's only one of the reasons. Another of the reasons is because the forces that you think of, now we're going to be... I'll let you go now. Let me go now, because I got to get going with this coming bloody revolution in America. But... just to quietly finish it, the Democrats and the Republicans, the Republicrats, I call them two horns on the same goat. I call them, what words they use, bitches and sons of bitches. And they're both paid for. Now you can see it. You've got the two people who claim not to be politically correct, and they're not. And that's just what is wrong with this. Was been wrong with the country for years and years and years. And this last election you had with Obama, you did it twice like a bunch of fools. You felt sorry for him. You give him another chance. That's what it was. It's guilt. It makes you want to make you guilty when you get angry. And when you're guilty, that's what and if as long as he's smiling at you and being a nice person, you think, well, I feel guilty. I'll elect him. It's the same thing with ordinary people. So other people can upset you, see, and wants you to rebel. But he may be a nasty person. He could be a sweet person, but he isn't what he's cracked up to be. And so then you get angry when you're deceived. But either way, anger in decent people creates guilt, and guilt says to you, now has another language. It's another self. The guilt is a separation from God and becoming subject to what isn't God, but sounds like God talking to you. And the guilt, what is guilt? What makes you feel guilty is the separation from you, from what the ground of your being. And so they tend to, but it takes over, whatever it is, it takes over and says, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I didn't love him enough, I didn't do the right by thing, I didn't give him another chance, give him another. See, it's called appeasement. There it is again, appeasement. And this is the simple things which will kill you, which will cause you to lose your country, these simple things. Appeasement. Get upset. Now listen carefully to me. Now, I haven't come to the bloody revolution because I got one going for me now, right in this minute. The coming of a bloody revolution in America. It's an interview and I haven't even started on it yet. Let me tell you this. Let me give you a demonstration. Okay. Now, I want you to, if you're courageous enough, you will call me. But I'm going to do something to you right now that bad people or broken people or people who are demoralized will at first, and when I say at first because it changes to something good, but the fact that you are representing the dark side of the force because you have you're drinking, you're drugs, you're alcoholic, you're a sexual pervert, you don't know how to deal with that. You don't know how to deal with anything. So you take a whole list of things. It's all the same thing with different pleasures and different kinds of escape. It doesn't matter. It's still escape and it's pleasure and it's still angry. You don't know how to deal with it. You get mad at yourself. You get mad at your kids. And then the next generation is now programmed to be mad at their kids, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, and not know how to deal with their own wife, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what I'm saying to you now is since I've sort of left my screen, the becoming bloody revolution in America, I will come to it. But this is popped in to keep me from saying that and reserving that just for a little while longer. Listen carefully. You with a face. Up. You get a reaction. Okay. See, I tell you something about you. You react to me because you hate good. That's what you hate. You don't hate me because I'm a good, bad man. You hate me because I upset you by existing. That's what ISIS does to children. It upset, they're so innocent that they upset them just by existing. They go for the kids first. See? Because they're more radiantly beautiful than the average person. As they get older, they get uglier and more broken and more twisted and, you know, just waiting to die. See? So, you see this? So what I'm saying now, where I'm coming from, you don't like it. And you've reacted, haven't you? Haven't you? You've reacted to it. You got upset with me, didn't you? You think that's going to protect you? Now I'm going to give you a little story. It doesn't protect you any more than if you make me upset, protects me. If I react to you, then you get into me. And can do with me what you want. However, if you try to do that, but tonight you're not, I'm just picking anybody up listening to the program who's a scumbag. And you reacted, that means you're a scumbag. You reacted to it. What have I done to you that you should hate me? What has little children done to the ISIS people? That they should want to kill them right away. What is Christianity? Which is beautiful if it's practiced properly. Mostly isn't, but often is. Again, it's a threat to them. The evil has to conquer good. And in America, it had to be subtle. It had to take several generations. And I was there at the beginning, or near the beginning. It's already started. The media already jumped on me and called me this and called me that. You think of me as a cult leader? No, I'm not. They are the devils. It's easy for you to excuse me, before I come back to you, you can sit in your hypnotic state till I get back to you. It's easy for you to, when you hear the media, you trust the media. You don't think the media plays up to you. See, the media is, when they say some bad things about people, you believe it without, you know, if you go to this, into the city where I live, Grants Pass, and you go up to a preacher and says, you know, what, you're having a talk about Roy Masters comes up. He said, have you ever met him before? No, I haven't. He said, but do you really think he is that? He said, I don't know, but I really believe it. It's enough. It's enough for me. I believe that. They want to believe it. Because there's something ugly in them. Now, you decent people out there, you can tell you're decent. I can tell you it's decent, even though I'm shouting. I'm shouting to overcome my rough voice, so excuse me. I don't mean to be rude. I'm shouting because it's a very special kind of shout. There's no anger in it. Get upstairs, kids, have your, you know, go to bed. Oh, Dad, no, get to bed. But no anger. If there's anger in it, it's a different thing. And so if you're one of those people, you may have got shocked a little bit. Oh, just hold your horses for a minute. Let me stay close to this one. The one of you who just got upset. Instead of, if you were one-on-one of me, it would be worse. It's lucky for you, it's on the radio. But it's still very effective. Many of you listening to me right now will make up your minds you're not going to see, not going to listen to me anymore. And that may work for a couple of weeks, but it will stay in your mind and you'll come back again, you'll see. And besides, if you keep getting angry, there's something inside you that will kill that dark side of you, and if you, and you'll go with it. Now, what I want to say, since I'm not talking about the bloody revolution, I'll do that in the next hour. What I'm trying to say to you is all you need to do is to upset a person and you own them. And you can do that with a great deal of skill because once you start to do it, you feel confident where the other person doesn't. And you find that he will do what you tell him. And then, of course, they may ratchet it up to see what's really there. And if I don't react to it, what's in me upsets you again. The innocence, when it's really innocent, it doesn't react. That's what innocence is. You can only worship, you cannot worship two masters. You can be the will of the world, or you could be the will of the Creator. That's all you got. You can't fix yourself, as I said a few moments. You can't. You have to be still. And that be still is a secret that I bring to you with a 7-minute meditation, free of charge. And I would like you, if it works for you, it doesn't work for bad people. It will disturb them. They will get upset about it. They will say bad things about me. It doesn't bother me at all. But see, I have an advantage on this radio program. The person who just got upset, I own. I can hold you as long as I want, and you will not be able to get those thoughts out of your mind. You'll be listening to me. You can fight all you want, but you'll come back a week or a month. It'll take, but struggle. Take great struggle to come to speak, because you don't like the truth anyway. And the idea of coming to listen to me again, wow. And it gets upset, you get upset to overcome the power that I have over you. I don't want to do this to you. I know how to be what I shouldn't be. But see, I have a message. I want you to be as I am, meaning learn to not learn one thing, that sin is what sin is. If you're a sinner, you have not your fault. There's only one person that sinned, that was Jesus. Adam. He was the only one that disobeyed the Creator. Through one man. There it is, number one man, sin. Hypnotic state. Cannot fix. Redemption only. No psychiatry, no psychology, no... Okay. Who's understanding me? Okay. Do you understand this, please? Is that I have the secret. I want to share it. And it's called a 7-minute meditation. It's been reduced to where there's no religious words. It's just a set of mental calisthenics. Yes. In other words, it's like me giving you, you're looking for a place. It's called salvation. And the place is like a place on a street, on a floor. And you ask him, and I will show you if you ask. Or you turn right on that street and turn left on Miracle Street. And then you'll see something there, and you go upstairs and to the first floor. That is the kind of thing I'm doing to get you to be close to the Creator so you can cross over to the other side and experience redemption from day to day. 800-866-8883, call me. You heard my iPhone ding-donging, so I just put it to sleep. And if you're not careful, I could put you to sleep, where you couldn't wake up. Don't you understand me? That reaction is a dangerous thing. Now, I want you to be, listen to me. I did not mean to be mean. I took the advantage of several hundred people, possibly, that reacted to me in that moment and put on them in a better way than they would put it on me. Because if I was to react to them, I would have two faults. I would have to give in all the time or become one of them and do it to others what was done to me. No way out, ever. But what I'm saying is, when you don't react, it means you have power. See, power over evil. Now, power is over evil is not power over evil in that sense, because you're going to be persecuted. They'll come at you. And in the beginning, it's little things. And then they get bigger, but then you don't notice it. You know, if you have a surfboard, my son David is very good at surfing. I tried to do that, and I couldn't even stand up on the board on the tiny little wave. You know, it just wobbles a little bit. I could fall off. Now, he could just run through those waves just 20, 30 feet. So it's just skill. So become perfect is a becoming. It's a verb. Becoming is a verb. So the minute you start to see reality, you got to the right street, you got to the right room or door, and all of a sudden it opens, comes into you. All of a sudden, your whole body is resonating slowly but surely. It resonates with a different kind of energy, which is counter to the stress energy that into which you were born, and continue to give birth to the dark side of the force, like Merkel did with Germany, having bacon and sausages, pork sausages, because he didn't want to bother. Offend the people crossing the border, running away from ISIS. That is typical. That is the end of the country, appeasement. But on the other side, overreaction is the end of the country. I say both way you lose. So what is in the middle? The power not to be overcome. You don't have to overcome. The power is not to be overcome. To stand your ground. Yes, that's it. But if you stand your ground, the ground being Creator, and a different energy countering the effect that the wicked one wants to lay upon you and destroy your spirit, your mind. There's lots of spiritual things going on which I could talk to you about, but I have to settle this one first. I can show you in 7 minutes, if you just take it easy and don't look for any outcome, because you don't want to know what your outcome is. All you know is you need to find the Creator. But then there'll be an outcome, a good one. It means you will never know what to do until you're ready until He's ready for you to see it. And the minute you see it, it's done. It doesn't take any effort. It's like freedom. This is freedom. And you cannot have that hollow pipe full of anger and pleasures, because it cannot, God's nature cannot go through that muck. So the meditation brings you to cleaning out that hollow, whatever that is, that passes through the human spirit into the human mind and beyond to affect the effector. Okay. All right, and we're going to take some calls in a minute, looks like. This has been an hour with me. I'm sorry about that. I do hope you understand what I'm saying. And we have an interesting gentleman. We will take the call. My name is Roy Masters, FHU.com. Support my program. See, your support will allow me to have more stations quickly. It's only a few months or weeks. It's all going to happen. And the right is part of it. But you're beginning to see they're not any different. That's why you're a slave. You got two choices, both wrong. And when you see that, you can be free. Don't get angry. Just be happy. Oh, I see him now. Now I really know what to do. You will, because you're not subject to one or the other. You're not subject to any of the men or the women on the left or the right. But both are no damn good. Trust me. Oh, yes. 800-877-3227. Would you like to call? 800-877-3227. Business hours, West Coast time. Thank you. We'll be right back with another hour, if you can stand it. So I just had to be shouting because I couldn't speak. My voice is kind of gone. But the energy's there. I don't know how long I have this energy, but it's there. I don't mean to offend you by a nice, more gentler voice. But in order to speak, I have to do this, and it's been that way for a while. But I'm a whole person, thank you. And I still have some time left. Enough time to help save this country from itself. And if I can get into the marketplace with as many stations as possible, go to the station and say, you've got to put Roy Masters on, please. Please do it. Go to the meditation exercise, 7-minute meditation, you can go. Yeah. Anyway, let me give you FHU.com. Go there and get the 7-minute meditation.